Shus Rabbeinu Arav, and the Rambam in Hilchus Chomitz Umatzah, Peir Gvov, Halacha Yud Beis, says the Rambam, Osru Chachomim Lechoil Matzah, the Erev Pesach. There's an issue with the Rabbonah on the Chomim Asad eating Matzah on Erev Pesach. Says the Rambam, what's the reason why it's also to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach? Kedei Sheyehekel Achilosoi Be'erev. In order that should be a heker, that should be recognizable that the Matzah you're going to eat by night is for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, sometimes the mitzvah deraisa of erev peichlu matzah. But if a person eats matzah the whole erev Pesach, it's not nikah that the matzah is eating by night for the mitzvah. It's not nikah; he's doing it for the mitzvah. So the chachamim asked to eat matzah on erev Pesach because of this reason, it should be a heker. That's what the Rambam says. That's the reason they should be a heker lachilosoi be'erev. So the mekoy of this Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, brings down that it's Yushalmi, which the Rif brings down at the end of the third Peruk of Psochim. Yushalmi says, Omer Reb Levi, Ha'oichu matzah be'erev Pesach, k'bo'al ha'rusoi be'beis chomov. V'ha'bo'al ha'rusoi be'beis chomov lo'icha. Just like there's an Issa, min ha'toirah, once a person does Kiddushin, it's mutter, lo'boi ala ha'rusoi min ha'toirah. But ha'chomim asad, till you do Nisuin, there's an Issa, Bia with an arusa, and this is the Rabbanon. So the Shalmi says, compares this issa to the issa of eating, of being ba'al arusasi beis chom, of eating matzah, be'erev Pesach. And the din is, how do you know this malchus? Ha'ba'al arusasi beis chom of his leika. The din is the person who's ba'al arusasi. So mid the Rabbanon is malchus, and this is the Rabbanon is malchus. Malchus maz is mid the Rabbanon. So that's the din in the Rambam. That's also to eat. Matzah Erev Pesach, that's a Mekoi. So the Rambam continues and says, a big Chiddush, Umisha Ochel Matzah Erev Pesach, Makin Oysoi Makas Maudus, so far very good, he's over Makas Maudus, Ad Shetetzei Nafshoi. Shetin Rambam is Makas Maudus Ad Shetetzei Nafshoi. So the Shaila is, ask the Mishnah and the Melech, what's this din of Makin Oysoi Makas Maudus Shetetzei Nafshoi? Now the idea that this Malkas Ad Shetetzei Nafshoi, the Gemara says, if someone doesn't want to do a mitzvah, Gemara says, a few places in Shas and Ksubas, that someone says, lulav eini noitel, doesn't want to take a lulav, chiv the right to take a lulav, doesn't want to, so bezin have a right to hit him, at shetetzei nafshoi, which means, till he's makabod on himself, to go and do it, oisa, suke eini oisa, matzah eini oichel, so, and then there's a din, that you, malchus, at shetetzei nafshoi, you're giving him malchus, ala osit, what he's not, he's supposed to do something, and he's not doing it, you give him malchus in order to get him to do it. The Tosfos in Nazir speaks out, but malchus on aveir which you did, ala'ova, then, just like there's someone eats, or even Issa deraisa, it's the veilof. Yichai malchus habom, there's no din malchus oishatzeit senapshoi, it's ala'ova, it's malchus habom. So malchus malchus on the Issa which is done, should only be, Tosfos says, is only malchus habom. So why over here when we're talking about someone ate matzah and erev Pesach, why did you get the malchus atchetetzei nafshoi? It's an aveiro which is done and not something ala osit. That's the Mishnah Lamelech's kash on the Rambam. So what's kash in the Rambam? So the emet says that the Ran in Ksubas, Taka says, that Shittas Rambam is Makas Maudus, he brings down an oruch who holds a Makas Maudus, is always not, it's not our boim. Makas Maudus is always atchetetzei nafshoi, which means that he's makabel himself to stop doing this aveiro. The Ran says, he brings that from the Ochel, it says, V'chein kosev a Rambam, he brings down this Rambam, O'ichel matzah, the Erev Pesach, makin oisah, shetetzei nafshoi. Says the Ran, you see from the Rambam, he holds like the Oruch, that malchus the Rabbonon, it's not malchus madus aboim, like the Raisa, it's always that shetetzei nafshoi. But the Ran says, comes out, that the Rabbonon is more chomer than the Raisa, someone's even is the Raisa, it's chai malchus aboim. And Beisdin make a oimud, if he can withstand the so many malchus, and if he can't, you give less. What's that? The Ran says, the Shvel Ram, that should be more chomel. And he brings down from Ramea Levi, he holds no. That, like Tosfos says in Nozi, that if you even is the Shalava, then you chai malchus habom. And if you want to get the person to do something, then it's Tetzei Matez, Tetzei Nafshoi. But why should this be that someone's over ready in Issa? Why should be chai malchus at Tetzei Nafshoi? So that's the Shverkeit on this Rambam. And, what? No, oh, very good. So now, you have to say, right, that the Rambam takes a choylek on Tosfos, and he holds, like the Ran says, that there's a din of makin oisoi at shetetzei nafshoi about makin oisoi. But the shverkeit is, like you asked, that in all other places,
The Rabbam says, "I was even Issa Shabbos, the Shavuos, and Issa the Rabbam on the Shabbos." He just says, "Makanoisa, Makas Maudus." Doesn't say I should take the Napshoy. Or it's a Elva Shnius Arayis, Issa the Rabbanon of Arayis, which is Chomer Megoyz after the Deraisa. The Rabbam just says, "Makanoisa, Makas Maudus." Doesn't say I should take the Napshoy. So you see that this is the only place where the Rambam says on Issa the Rabbanon that Yuchayu Malkus that should take the Napshoy. And also the Prichodosh asks that the Magen Mishnah says Vedas Rambam in the beginning of Hilchis Shabbos that you only chay Malkus Maldus, Malkus Maldus on the Issa the Rabbon, which has the Ikim and Atayu. Yeah, Melach on Shabbos or Elva has the Ikim and Atayu. There's Arayis the Raisa, there's Melach is the Raisa. The Chomim made there Isurim Shvusin on Shabbos and Shneis the Arayis. Then there's a Din Malkus Abon. Then it's in Makis Maldus. Then it's Ikim and Maldus. If something has no Ikim and Atayu, there's Bechal no Makis Maldus. That's what the Magen Mishnah says in the beginning of Hilchis Shabbos in Rambam. But that's the Rambam. So here, the is of eating matzah on Erev Pesach has no ikim and hatoyra. The is happens to be a rekeach. The chodesh brings down a rekeach. Also, the is of the right to be matzah on Erev Pesach. Shenema be'erev toichlu matzois be'erev v'loy b'lifnei yoev. But the chodesh says, but mavuy anywhere in Shas Azoy, it's a chidush. You only learn how to is say when the whole post is coming from is say lavabav chalasei. He needed legufeit. That is the mitzvah. So that's Yochid. Passes the matter. It's only, and the Rabbi says clearly, it's only an Issa the Rabbanon. So why is there Malkus Bichlal? Oh. So, to be able to answer this Rambam, the Choyed of Pshat is that the Issa of eating Matzah on Erev Pesach is not, you know, we're over in Issa. The Matzah is not a Dova Ha'osa. The Matzah is not a Dova Ha'osa. It's not a Chetzedi Isura. Matzah doesn't become Osa. It's not Macholis Asuris on Pesach. You want over in Issa. It's by eating matzah. What's the whole yisoid of the issa of eating matzah? Like the Rambam says, "Kidei sheyeheka lachilotoi be'erev." It's an order that should be nikah. It's a chisorin in your kiyum mitzvah matzah which you can eat tonight. If you're eating matzah the whole Erev Pesach, where's the nikah? They're eating matzah on leil Pesach l'shei mitzvah. The reason the issa isn't be'etzem a dovah ha'osa. Matzah is not a Adobah also on Erev Pesach. It's just that by eating matzah, like the Rambam says, you're lacking in the hekah, so memela, you're being mevatel the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Leil Pesach, by eating matzah on Erev Pesach. That's the Yisoid Hoysa. And in fact, the Rabbeinu Menoyach says, someone who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, ki'ilu le'ochla b'layla domi. So mefurish, the Yisoid is, that's a bittul mid'rabbonon, of course, with the Raisa, you'd be Yotza, but with the Rabbanon, you're not being Yotza, the mitzvah achilas matzah, b'leil Pesach, k'ilu l'ochla, because there's no hekka. So that means that it's not be'etzem adoba also, it's just the bittul with the Rabbanon of the Mekaya mitzvah achilas matzah. And I thought that this Yisrael, Rabbi Yom Pala, brings a raya from a Trumas Hadeshin, which the Ramah Paskin. You're allowed to, the Ramah Paskin, Shem the Trumas Hadeshin, you're allowed to give a tinoik. A little child who doesn't know, who's not a gi lechinuch for Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim, you're allowed to go and give him matzah on Erev Pesach. You're allowed to feed a little child that is hungry. So what do you give him? There's no bread. So you give him a piece of matzah. If he's loya gi lechinuch, she'en yedeh lesafi b'siris Mitzrayim. So there's no mitzvah of chinuch legabe that. So the question is the issa, even when a child's not gi lechinuch, you're not allowed to feed. It's an issa the right, so it's a sphere to feed a tinoik, even a tinoik, a month old, nothing to do with chinuch, to feed an issa. So how can you go and give a matzah on Erev Pesach? You can't give him chometz. It'd be also to feed him chometz. The answer is because it's not the chesed yisura. It's not the dovah also. It's only a bittul of your mitzvah on Pesach, of the matzah on Pesach, by eating matzah on Erev Pesach. So Mamela, you can give it to a cotton who doesn't have that mitzvah. He's a lo yegi el chinuch to the mitzvah of eating matzah. It's not a chesed yisura. So Mamela, there's no tzvi. Mamela, you can give him. What?
No.
There's no if, but it's not. It's only also to give a child a double also. What?
What?
It's not the rabbanon that they should be a hacker. Yeah. Even if you eat at night, it won't be. It won't. It won't be. It won't. It's no hacker. That'll be the hacker. Yeah. Is mechuyev. So why is it so long?
That's the level of
the Sipur. It's a toil on the din Sipur, the matzah is toil. Yeah, but they shit in Ramah of Hashem Tumas Hadeshim. So Al Kaponim, Lefi Zeh, we can understand the Rambam, why he holds over here that Makkos Achetes Nafshay. Because Malkos always, he did an Issa, Takala Obai. He did an Issa the Rabbon, he did the Shvus, he did the Issa Shneer, La Arayas, he was even Issa. Then there's Malkos Matos, which is Aboim. But here, the reason why doing Malkos is Allah Habo. For him eating Masa, he's being Mevatel, the mitzvah of Achilas Masa Balayla. It's doomed to the deraisa of Lulav Eini Noitel, Sukha Eini Oisa. Then you make an Oisa at your Taita Nafshay. So what is the help giving him Malkos? So if you give him Malkos till he says that, yeah, he's going to stop eating matzah. He realizes he ate matzah at your Takabal Asma. The Ram says, at your Taita Nafshay, oh, yeah, at your Takabal. He was Makabal on himself now that he's not going to eat matzah because he wants to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achilas Masa Balayla in the real way. So Meila, that's, you're giving a Malkus today, he should be Mekayim, the mitzvah Saseh. So Meila then, Taka, the din is, like in the derisive, that's at your taste in Nafshoi. So what did by the Issa the Rabbon of eating matzah, since it's a bittle of the matzah of your Kiyo mitzvah, so then you're giving a Malkus, Taka la'osit, in order to stop him from eating matzah, even though the Rambam says, Misha Achal, he already ate it. But it means someone is eating it, if he gets hungry again, he'll eat again. So till he's Makabal on himself, yeah, I'm going to stop eating matzah. I realize it was wrong, and I want to be Makabal in the mitzvah properly, and even if I want to eat matzah, I'm not going to eat matzah. That's the get of Hashem to Kabbal al Atzmai. Oh, that's what I'm telling you. Yeah, yeah. The Rambam says, Misha Achal, right. So you have to say, Misha Achal, he's eating, and he holds by eating more, and if he gets hungry again, he'll eat again. That makes a heck. You give him a mouth, and says, oh, I was Makabal on myself, not going to eat matzah. Even if I want to eat matzah, I'm not going to eat matzah. That makes a hecker. So now he stops the stam eating matzah, and the Meila becomes a hecker. The Meila, Fizah is also pen for the pre-Chodesh is cast. The pre-Chodesh asks, there's no din. Malkus on someone just have an Ikim and Atoya. That's Malkus on an Issa. If you have an Issa, you have to have an Issa, which is just the Ikim and Atoya. He's a different gather of Malkus. And the Meila is delivering Malkus. It's Malkus on Lahabo. Today should be Mekai in mitzvahs. Achilas matzah. Kitikuna, that should be a hecker. Oh. What? That may even have an Ikim and Atoya, because it's G'day to be Mekai. Yeah. Oh. But now, there's a big Chiddush in the Drisha. Now this din of Oster Lechel Matzah be'erev Pesach, there's a big Machlekes Rishonim when the Issa starts. When is the Issa of eating Matzah be'erev Pesach? The Baal Hamoy and the Rosh say the Issa is only from when the Issa of Achilas Chometz is. When it starts the Issa of Achilas Chometz, then there's an Issa to eat Matzah. The Ram says, maybe come to Baal Hamoy, it's after the Issa Chometz to Reis, if it's Issa Chometz to Rabbanon as well, when he's from the fifth hour. Then there's Issa, but before the Issa Chometz, there is no Issa to eat Matzah. And the Ramban in Melchamas, the Baal Hamoy, this is in the third paragraph of Psochim, argues, and he says, no, there's an Issa the whole day. The whole day from the beginning of the day. So Shainan Echoinim, if it's already starts by night, the Issa of eating Chometz on there, of Matzah there, of Pesach. But Al Kaponim, no, it doesn't start from the Issa Chometz. What does it have to do with Issa Chometz, says the Ramban? The Issa starts from the beginning of the day. So the Magid Mishnah says, V'chei Mashma Harat, from the Ramban, the whole like the Ramban is the whole day. Yes, Misha Kosov, Dafka Lachi Issa Chometz, the Hainu Eiris in the Matzah. So we'll get back to that, what does it mean, the Hainu Eiris in the Matzah? Medib Rabbein, the Nira Kol Ayoyim? Nira Kol Ayoyim. Oh, so we'll see what the Rai from the Ramban is Kol Ayoyim. Also, Lev Chomatzah, Be'er Pesach. Does it just mean because it says Be'er Pesach? It doesn't say it's only from this Manitza. So the Drisha says, the Drisha brings down this Machlekes, we show him, that the Baal Hamoy holds the Issa is only from the Issa Chometz, and the Rosh also holds like that. Dafkim is man Issa Chometz, the Eilech. That is when the Issa of eating Matzah and Pesach kicks in, only when there's Issa Chometz. And he brings the other Rishonim, the Tumas Hadeshen, the Ramban, the whole, no? The Issa of eating Chometz from the beginning of, eating a Matzah is from the beginning of the day, before there's Issa Chometz. Then, the Drisha says, the Chiddush, Miyu Yeshloima, that even according to the Rishonim, who hold, that there's an Issa of eating Matzah and Pesach is only from this man, Issa Chometz, the Oz Loika Aleha Oichu. What they mean is, then you chai Malka, the din of Oichu Matzah and Pesach is Loika, Kaboy Lagosu, Bezbez Chomov, that's when you need the Issa Chometz. Shekei Matzik, Vaboy Lagosu, Bez Chomov Loika. Ma she'en kein lifnei zeh, de'en a Loika. Avim yukol mokoim, Issa yesh badom. But there's still an Issa. Even those Rishonim, says the Drisha, who hold that the Issa is only from the Zman of the Issa Achilas Chometz, that's when there's an Issa to eat Matzah, but that's the Chayav Malkus. But the father is an Issa even beforehand. So Chayra, what's the pshat in this Rishonim? If Chayav Malkus, for eating matzah on Erev Pesach. So Monam Shach, if there's an Issa ready from the morning, why Nichai Malkus? If this is only later, so why is an Issa before? What's the Pshat? Oh, so first one to say about Pshat, which the Roman Pala says, a very lomnish avot. The Ram says Pshat in the Baal Amoy. The Baal Amoy who says that the Issa of eating chomet on Erev Pesach is only when Issa of eating matzah on Erev Pesach is only when there's an Issa chomet. So he says, the Ran says, why? The Svirilei, the Peshat Issa Chomet, Chayle Issa the Matzah. Issa Chomet only Chal when there's Issa, when there's Issa Matzah. That's his reason why. But what has the Issa Matzah Chomet have to do with the Issa Matzah? What's like the Peshat in the Baal Amoy? You need the Issa Chomet. So he says, there's an Issa to eat Matzah. So he says, what's Matzah? To have an Issa to eat matzah has to be a chaloi shem matzah. When does matzah become a chaloi shem matzah? During the year, you have a pas which is in become chomet. Yeah? It's called matzah. It's not matzah. Matzah is a chaloi shem matzah. It only gets a din matzah when there's an Issa chomet. When there's a din chomet. When there's a din chomet, then matzah is matzah. What's matzah? Matzah is, when there's an Issa chomet, then there's a din matzah. When there's a shem chomet, then there's a shem matzah. Then there's a Shem Matzah. When does it get a Shem Chomet? When does it get a Shem Chomet? When there's an Issa Chomet. Right? During the year, there's no Chimchi Matzah on Chomet. Yeah, it just says, one is an Issa which didn't become Chomet, and one is an Issa which did become Chomet. But it doesn't have a Shem Matzah. And if you're going to have Dinim about Matzah, or Dinim about Chomet, it has to be an Issa Chomet, and it has to be a Din Matzah. Oh, very good. So we'll soon get to that. But Stamazoi, not the Mikdosh. Yeah. There's no din shem matzah. So to have an issa matzah, to be such a din, it's also to eat matzah, it must be that there's a chaloi shem matzah. When's the chaloi shem matzah? Only when there's a din chomet. When's the din chomet? When is issa chomet? That's how he explains the pshat. Oh, so how he mentioned the Beit HaMikdash there is. So you reminded me of something. There's some Mishonim who learn to the Maima Muska that you only can bake matzahs which are yotzer the mitzvah of of Leil Pesach only Achachatzois on Erev Pesach. That's when the Rishonim see them are makbid about that, but the such Rishonim. So the Shaila is the Mavcha asks the Kasha. There's a whole sugya in Psachim, the second period, about using Lachmei Toida, the matzah of Lachmei Toida for matzah. Pray down. When did you bake this Toida? You bake this Toida the latest on the 13th because you don't bring the Toida on Erev Pesach because it's Chomet. So when did you bake it? Erev Pesach and Yud Gimel. And the Gemara Shaila is, if you're allowed to use it, what's the reason why you're not allowed to? And the Mishnah says, in certain Hichatim says, you can. For the Mocha, how can you use it? For Matzah. It wasn't baked. And this man called Pesach. Shakash and the Rishonim. Oh, so I heard from Rishonim Gavos, he says this vote. What's the reason why you can't bake Matzah before this man? These Rishonim. Because there's no chaloi shem matzah before there's an issa chomet. What is matzah when there's issa chomet? So this is not chomet, this is matzah. Oh, but when you're talking about lach mitzvah and the Beis HaMikdash, there is an issa chomet. There's an issa to go and bake menachos, which are matzah. It's issa leitzav and chalcham chomet. You're not allowed to bake a matzah. So maybe there is a chaloi shem matzah even before Erev Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash. So memeiloi bazoi, just a kashan of shayin. Those should also be masking those of kosher because there's a chalei shem matzah in the base of mikdash because there's an issa to make chomet. Yeah. Oh, sakoponim. If we explain that pshat in so now we're coming back to the drisha. So again, the drisha says that there's an issa the whole day. According to all the rishonim, there's an issa the whole day to eat matzah. Even according to the Baal Amoy and the Rosh, there's an issa to eat matzah and erpes. The issa malchus is only when there's Issa Chomet. So why does the Issa Chomet have to do with the Issa Matzah? Because we explained to have a Chalei Shem Matzah. Now, if we explained before that the Issa, the way the Rambam says, Kadeshi Hekeh Bachilosai, that's the reason why it's offered. So then, this whole vault we're saying has to be a Chalei Shem Matzah. It's not true. If anything which is going to stop the Hekeh when eating it too, you're still eating Matzah. It's not a Chalei Shem Matzah, but it's going to, because of that, it's not going to be a hekah b'achilosa with the matzah, so you don't need a chalei shem matzah for that. Anything which is going to be mabatel the hekah of eating matzah b'leil Pesach, you don't have to have a chalei shem matzah. You only have to have a chalei shem matzah if it becomes the matzah is a dover ha'osa. The matzah is a dover ha'osa, then you need it. So Memela, the pshat is like the drisha that the malchus of eating matzah erev Pesach, that's taka the isra of chalei shem isra of matzah. That's a malchus, like normal malchus. We do shem isra. So Memela, that's only taka went for chalei shem isra. That's only when the isra chalei shem matzah you need for the isra. That's only when there's isra matzah. So that's when you're loika. Beforehand, there's another din. Kadeshi hekabachi losan. Then you need. Then you mustn't eat matzah. But now there's no malchus. He argues on the Rambam and he holds his malchus because of the din of malchus for lahavo. There's no that din that there's such malchus. It's only a malchus malchus. It's only a malchus malchus. So memela, that's chat in the drisha. The Rambam holds that the whole issue is kadeshi hekabachi losan, and the malchus is from the beginning. Yeah, the Rambam holds Kadesh Heker Bechilosa, and that's why it's from the beginning, nothing to do with it. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. The Rambam has nothing to do with the Issa Matzah, with the Issa Chomet. Shem Bechilosa, and now Yichai Malchus al Slahavah. That's the Malchus to take to Nafshe. Why? Because it's a bittul in the mitzvah of eating Matzah. And the Grisha holds Kadesh Heker Bechilosa, yeah, Shem Bechilosa, you're not Chai Malchus. You're only Chai Malchus for the Issa. Does it become an Issa? When there's a Chalois, Shem Matzah. That's how we can explain the drisha. Now, the Emes says, what's the tushtel to our resosi? The Rishami says, kabal resosi b'beis chom of yoloika. So I want to say, that like the Rambam, is very gishmak. The Rambam, again, the Rambam holds the yisoid of Israel of eating matzah on Erev Pesach day, it's a bittul of, by eating matzah, but the Rabbam is a bittul of eating, of a mikam yomitzvah. That's why Yechai Malkus has stated in Afsha. And like the Rabbeinu Manoach says, that kilu lo yochla. So the Issa is, because you mevatul a mitzvah. What's the Issa of Baal who associated with Beis Chom? So Rashi says in Ksuba, Baal who Chom, she's like a Pnuya, with the Rabbana, she's like a Pnuya. Right? And there's an Issa, the right, so if you're born a Pnuya, they see Kadesh, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchus Rishus. The Briska Rav points out, the Rambam doesn't bring down the Issa of Kadesh, of being Baal a Pnuya in Issu Rebiya. He says, it's not Issu Rebiya. Kadesh, not Sibu. Kadesh, look in the Lashon Rambam, is a bittul of Mitzvah Kedushin. Someone is bar on the pnuya, he's mevatel the mitzvah that you makab before shabar adam al isha. You need kedushin. It's a bittul of the din of kiyikach of no midiraisa. It's a bittul of kedushin. Midiraisa rusas mutter. So it's a bittul of kedushin. Midiraisa the isha of being bar a pnuya of a pnuya. That's the isha the raisa, right? That's the isha the raisa. It's not the isha rebiya like a chalun shem isha. It's a bittul of not being kind to yikach and it's a kesef kedushin or shtar. So memela, that's a tushtel. Oichal matzah be'erev Pesach, the balos of mizchomov. It's also a bittul of the mitzvah of matzah. So memela chachomim, the chachomim said, who had in there, or they extended this issa. Now not only when she's a pnuya, even when she's an arusa, because that's taka nisuin. That's only by Nisuin. Midrabanon, you need the Nisuin. So it's a bitl of the din Nisuin. It's a bitl of the Nisuin. Yeah? So Memela, that's a sushtel to Kubal, the Sosoi, the Beis Chomov. So Memela, that's the Shittas Rambam. Now, according to the other Rishonim, what's the Yissa? What? I don't know. Yeah. That's the Chayur. I mean, if the Rambam says, the Magna Mishnah says, the Makoy of the Malkis is, Babal, the Sosoi is Chomov, Malkinoisoi. Yeah? The Rambam doesn't bring that in Hilchus. What's chat according to the other Rishonim? According to the other Rishonim, the Issa is when there's Issa Chomet. So explain, you have to have an Issa, to have a Chalais Shem Mat, you have to have an Issa Chomet. And that's, they learn in chat, it's Haka Malchus for the Issa of eating Matzah. It's a Chalais Issa. What's Haka the Issa? What's the Tzushtel to an Arusa? So the Levush says, he's not in control of himself. He's lahut. He's showing his about taiva. Chayin oichol matzah be'er Pesach maret havosoy v'rav senosoy. She'ein oichol isafek v'hamt another laylo she'yivoreich zayin brachas koydim she'ichol matzah. That's the issa. The issa is we're eating matzah for. There's a mitzvah soon. In a few hours, there's a mitzvah. Nay, you can't hold yourself in to eat the matzah. That's the sushtel. So meila, the sushtel is that you lahut. So when is the issa? The issa is, which becomes an arusa. So, Poshim Shat, Not like the Benyama Palace said, it has to be a Chalesha Matzah. When does a person become an Arusa with a Matzah? Before Issa Chomet, right? It's not even an Arusa. So no Issa Chomet, why is an Arusa with a Matzah? When it becomes an Issa Chomet, oh, now you have Shaykhus with Matzah, so no more Chomet. So no Mitzvah either yet. But you become an Arusa with a Chomet. So Memela, yeah, no, it's not a Dasa Lam. It's not a Dasa Lam. Lam is a different thing. It's Hasha. We don't have to estimate. It's awesome. But why Issa Chomet? Then you become an Arusa. So I saw an Eliyahu Rabbah. Mama says this father. Eliyahu Rabbah asked, why is it the day isn't Hayoshe v'sukkah, Erev Sukkahs, why is it not like a Kabbalah Sosa v'ez Chomot? She says, because there's no Issa to eat in a house. There's no Issa to eat in a house. You may be not an Arusa. Yeah? When there's, if there's an Issa to eat in your house, Erev Sukkahs, then there'll be an Issa to sit in the Sukkah. There's no Issa to eat in the house. You're not even Shaykhs to the Arusa. As they say in Eliyahu Rabbah, Hodle Homa Yoshe v'sukkah, Erev Sukkahs, Kabbalah is Sosoi, so Homa ain't Shom Arusa. So that's the side of the Issa of why those who show them hold the Issa is when there's an Issa, when there's an Issa, only when there's Issa Chomet is. Right. The only Shaila is, that would be on Palos, because they call this a Svenfili, it says, there's a steer in the Kuru Healer, there's a steer in the Truma Sedation. Because the Truma Sedation says there's no Issa to be Michael Cotton. So you look from there, Zariah, it's not the din of Heck. Yeah, to Michael Cotton, Shalai Gila Chinuch of Sipis in time of Matzah. Right? And he also learns like the Balamoi that this is only when there's Issa Chomet. When there's a Chomet. It could be, no, it's just Kanskira. The Issa is Taka Alt Hekka. He learns it's only Chzon and Hekka when you become an Arusa with the Matzah. So I'll just say a quick, vote from Josh. I'll say it with two verses from my Zayda Rebellion option. So Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll be reading Shea Hashim. So in Shea Hashim it says the Pasuk Moshcheini which means that Kodesh Baruch Hu moishech me, pulls me towards him, and acharecha after Narutza. So you ask, is kasha from Reisha the Sefer, the Sefer the Reisha? Is it that Kodesh Baruch Hu moishech us? Or is it acharecha Narutza? We run to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rebellion says, we do it the Gemara in Kedushin, that you want to be koina behema, this is Mashiach, and you be koina evad, kenaini with Mashiach. But if you call a behema, and the behema comes, you call it with Mashiach. Even do Mashiach. Koyel a behema, and it comes. Yeah? But by an Eved, you call it not Koyel. What's the chiluk? Because an Eved, Baal Das Atzmoy. He's Baal Das Atzmoy. It's not because of you calling him. He decides, should I go towards my husband to be that he should be Koyel. Oh, but behema has no Das. He goes because of the Mashiach. Or because of the Mashiach, the calling of the Adam. So he says, the Gemara says in Chunin, Adam with behema to Shia Hashem. Eilu b'nei Adam shemarumim b'da'ach goyse chachomim u'masimim atzvam kebehem. They make themselves like behem. It comes to avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do a work on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah? Then, like behem, is the run after of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivu, like behem. Now you have to understand what you're doing, but when it comes to the ma'isa to do the tzivu, it's kebehem. So Meile Zok Kebehem, that's Pshat. Moshcheini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moshach. But how are we supposed to now do work on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like a person who decides, is it good for me? Is it worthwhile doing it? Acharecha narutza. After Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mashicha, it's achareinu, acharecha narutza. Memela, if a person has such a mindset in Avodas Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us to do things, and we just run blindly to do lots of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we don't think it's a Kedai or not, then, Habienu HaMelech Chadorov. Another part I saw in Halo, we say, Halo, Hoidu Hashem ki toim ki loilom chazdoi. So, Rebellia, how you moided chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Are you moided? What's called a chesed? Ki lo'olam chazda. So it's up to Rebellia, something which is a chesed in lo'olam anitzchi. Something which is good for us in lo'olam anitzchi, that's the emistic of chesed. But something which is good in this world, yeah, there's no sheiches to lo'olam, to lo'olam haba, yeah, to lo'olam shekulei toiv, then it's not a chesed. Adarab, it's not a chesed. So Memele says, that's just an apostle. Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv, everything's good. Aye, people go through sorrows, there's challenges, there's difficulties, yeah? And you say, Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv. The Torah says, "Ki lo oilom chazoy, lo oilom anitchi." That's taka chesed. We don't understand the ways of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's going on? But rather, lo oilom emes, in lo oilom of lo oilom anitchi. Then about this chazoy, so meila everything is kitoy. So meila we have go through the yom tov with such a mindset, doing the mitzvahs and realizing everything what happens to us is be'etzem is chesed. We take bizoicha to the bias goyel mishach the mehayov yomenu.